こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、スタップ細胞論文の主要著者の一人である理研 CDB センターの副センター長笹井義樹氏が火曜日に自殺によって亡くなりました。遺書は小保方春子さんに宛てた励ましのメッセージのほか、謝罪や精神的に疲れたという内容でした。笹井氏は再生医療研究の第一人者で、 ES 細胞から立体的な目や脳の組織を作り、世界的な注目を集め、ノーベル賞候補の天才研究者と言われていました。
吉木笹井、 A Deputy Director of the Riken Center for Developmental Biology and one of the researchers who co-authored the controversial STEP stem cell study, committed suicide on Tuesday.Sasai left several suicide notes within which he said he was emotionally exhausted. Prior to becoming a deputy director at the Riken Center, Sasai had led a research group studying neurogenesis and organogenesis and was a potential candidate for the Nobel Prize. In 2011, he successfully reproduced a three-dimensional optical cup mimicking the early development of the human eye using mouse stem cells.
ね、すごい残念だよね。
Yeah.It's pretty unfortunate.
いや、なんかそのもともと小保方さんがこうネイチャーだけじゃなくていろんなところにあの論文を送って断られていたところに、笹井さんがチームに加わったことで一気にクレディビリティが上がってネイチャーの掲載につながったんだって、だから、まあ、多分そういうなんか責任みたいなところも感じていたのかなと思うんだけど、
He was actually cleared of any wrongdoing.
Yeah, it was just the, まあその指導者としてみたいなことでの責任は言われてたけど、まあ別に個人としてその不正をしたとかそういうことは言われてなかったんだよね。まあ知らなかったっていうことだから。そうで、なんか今までのこうメディアの報道とかね、なんかよくあるよね、日本ってこういう。あの何かあってこう不祥事とかもそうだけど、社長とかこういう人とかがこうメディアに糾弾されて最終的に自殺しちゃうみたいな。
It's become a pattern、ね、to some extent、
ね、で全然それがなくならないじゃん。こう毎回なんか、あ、残念だなってなって、でも結局また同じようなことが起きちゃうっていう、
うん、
なんかその連鎖がなくなるといいなと思ってよく考えてたんだけど、
Well, so often in Japan, the person that、is shamed so heavily isn't really the one that's responsible either, particularly with CEOs and people、
ね、
that are running companies. Oftentimes it's not their personal failure that kind of resulted in this thing. It's more complicated than that.
あとなんかあのやっぱりその実際にその論文の不正に関しての批判ももちろんあったんだけど、まあ、それはいいとして、あのこう個人的なメールのやり取りとかをテレビで放送したり、なんかその何、人格攻撃じゃないけどさ、そのパーソナルな部分をあの責めるみたいな、やっぱ週刊誌とかさ、あのテレビ番組とかそういうのもあったし、あるし、いつもなんかそれはどうかなと思うよね。
I think there should be a greater focus on the professional aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
And his error was one that was a professional error. Like he didn't really do his job right. Like that's clear.
Yeah.
But things were definitely taken several steps beyond that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
as far as the criticism and the shaming.
So, なんかいつもそうだよね。やっぱり結局そこまで怒られないといけないようなことだったのかなって、結局誰かが死んじゃったりして改めてみんな振り返るみたいな。でもそれだともう遅いからね。だから、まあ私自分自身はあの何やっぱり。本人に言えないこと、面と向かって言えないことを他で言わないっていうのを常に心がけようと思って、難しいけど、それをやっぱり個人、まあ、私は個人として気をつけなきゃいけないなと思うし、メディアも 同じようにこう、ね、人格攻撃みたいなこととか本人に面と向かっては絶対言えないようなことを言ったりするっていうのはちょっとみんな一旦止まって考えた方がいいのかなっていう気はする、うん、とかやっぱりなんかこういう風になった時にテレビとか見てると、あ、まあでもおぼかたさんはこのままあの検証頑張ってほしいですねみたいなこと言ってるんだけど、そういうのもさ、なんか別に今頑張らなくていいじゃん、もう、もうここまで来たらさ、あのスタップがあるんだったらあるで、彼女はもうあるって分かってるんだから、別にそんな人に頑張れとか言われなくてもさ、
Yeah, 自分のペースで it doesn't make a difference. Either it's、ね、real or it's not real. So we'll find out in a matter of time. But そうそう the media circus can take a break for sure.
ね、
なん
かでも怖いよね、そうやってそこまで追い詰めちゃうっていうのは。この間、ま、ちょうど月曜日だっけ、
うん、
その自殺してしまうところに至るまでの脳の話みたいなのがあったけど、yeah. ね、そこまでだから追い詰められちゃうと本当に自分ではどうにもならなくなっちゃうからね。
I'm sure he, you know, he had a lot of pride in his own work, and he probably felt like he was very much responsible for the whole thing. But even so, it, you know, he had the co-author position, so he kind of had to supervise everything and basically sign off on the work. So it's understandable that he would place so much responsibility for this whole thing on himself.
Right.
So this doesn't really surprise me, but at the same time, that's, you know, that's really a professional issue.
Yeah.
It's just a work issue.
Yeah.
And by the media kind of showing all this personal stuff, it became a personal thing.
Yeah.
He was destroyed personally rather than just professionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.しかもね、プロフェッショナリーにもその実際彼が不正をしたとかいうわけじゃないから、あの別に元々の功績がすごいから、このスタップのことによって、まあ、全部のキャリアが台無しになっちゃうとかそういうことではないみたいな見方が、まあ、外からはされてたみたいなんだけど、まあ、本人が、ね、どう思ったかは別なんだけどさ、ね、だからなんかみんな気をつけないといけないよね。まあ、うちらもだけど、うちら報道機関じゃないけど、まあ、ニュースについてコメントしてるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
So like I've been trying to like I don't know、まあ、なんかその建設的にこう何批判するっていうのと、こう個人攻撃みたいなさ、人格攻撃みたいなのは違うよね。
Yeah.
というのを覚えてないといけないなと思った。
Well, any sort of a personal attack is probably unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's almost never the higher road.
なんか多分それがさ、こうセンセーショナルにそれを報道することによってとか、週刊誌だとヘッドラインにそういうのを持ってくることによって、やっぱりみんなの関心を引くことができるわけじゃん。こうゴシップ的な意味で、ちょっと下世話な意味で、だからそっち側に寄っていっちゃうんだろうけどね、みんな、その読者の方もそうだし、はい、あの報道してる側もそうだし。
I really think that Japanese society has kind of created an environment that's conducive to this pattern, this just the way that it's almost like the idol cultureyou know, there's so much focus on the individual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだね、そうだね。
Not much focus on the work. Not much focus on what is actually going on with the work.
そうね、結構あの公私混同して責められること多いよね。その今マイケル言ったみたいに AKB とかもさ、こうなんか坊主にしたりとか、そういう、こう私生活で起きたことを仕事で責任取らされるというか、仕事でもない、なんていうの、その世間に謝らなきゃいけない、
うん、
別に世間に何も実害をもたらしてないのに、こう謝罪したり何か自分に罰を与えなくちゃいけないっていうのは怖いよね、本当に。なんか多分普通のほとんどの人はそういう状況に置かれることないから、あんまりこう自分がこの立場だったらって想像しにくいけど、
Yeah, that would have been really hard for anyone in his position.
Yeah, definitely.
And everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
He made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing that's problematic is just this culture where the personal criticisms are instantaneous. And are actually the focus.
Yeah. And like people enjoy it to some extent, you know, to just blame someone and like talk shit about them and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. 次。ロシアの犯罪集団が42万件のウェブサイトから合計12億件分のユーザーネームとパスワードおよび5億件のメールアドレスを盗んでいたことが分かりました。これだけの数の認証情報が盗まれるのは史上最大規模です。この窃盗はネット上をクロールして各サイトの弱点を見つけ出すソフトの導入で実現しました。集団の目的はユーザーに広告メールを送ることだけで重大な被害には及ばなかったため、長い間被害が表面化しなかったものと思われます。
Russian hackers have stolen at least 1.2 billion usernames and passwords in a series of online security attacks affecting some 420,000 websites. Internet security firm called Hold claims the attacks are coming from small groups of hackers within Russia, including one small group of about 10 people they have dubbed Cybervore, which they managed to identify after 7 months of investigation. They have recommended that everyone change their passwords.
12億件分ってすごくない?
Yeah, that's a serious chunk of the human population.
ね、だって何、日本の人口が1億2千万人とかでしょ。だから、すごい量だよね。まあ、あんまりそのアイデンティティセフトみたいなものが目的じゃなかったみたいだから、よかったといえばよかったのかね。
Is this really verified? This number?
I think so.
1.2 billion、
うん、
It's just one private security firm that has reported this though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
I don't know, just it just seems like a lot to me
うん、まあその12億人分ってことじゃないもんね。だから被ってる人もいるってことだよね。
Even so、
なんかあのちっちゃい本当に中小企業みたいなサイトからすごいでっかいサイトまでもう差別なくあのガッとクロールしてたらしいよ、なんか結構やっぱりあの多いんだって。その銀行のパスワードと例えば、まあ、Facebook みたいなののパスワードを同じにしてる人が。
Really?
うん、だからそれで1個パスワードをゲットしたらもういろんなその人が訪れてるいろんなサイトとかを試してこう入れる。
How do like bank logins typically work? My bank login is it's insane. It takes me like 5 minutes to log in.
え? Really?
Yeah, I have to click on a fruit and type in pat likeSuper long passcodes in a randomized order, and it seriously takes me like 5 minutes to log into my bank account. It's super difficult.
Mine is just like email address and 普通の password.
Really?
It's pretty easy.
What?
But that's for credit cards, so.
I mean, if you want to access your bank account online, so you can do like 振り込みとか。
Ah, yeah. Ah, でもそれも多分そんな mine's not that complicated, I think.
Because there's no way someone's just getting a username and password and getting into my bank account. Like, it's just not going to happen.
でも the thing is, well, the thing is, メールのアドレスとユーザーネームを取られちゃうと、あのパスワードを忘れた際にメアドに送りますってやつあるじゃん。
Yeah.
それをやられちゃうと、そのメールとユーメールのアドレスとパスワードだけで結構全部パスワードが取れちゃうんだよね。だから前なんかよくセキュリティ関連の会社と一緒に仕事してたんだけど、結構ね本当メールのパスワードなんかメールだけだしって思ってんだけど、意外と、
yeah.
あのパスワード忘れた時にメアドに送りますっていう会社が多いから、それで危ないんだよね。
Well, I think the process for getting your password back for something like a bank is a bit more involved than just saying I forgot. But certainly for a lot of services, that is the case.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people do have only a few passwords. You know, two or three.
え、だって毎年さ、人気のパスワードランキングでさ、絶対クエリーとか1位とか入ってるじゃん。全然やる気、あとパスワードっていうパスワードとか。
Yeah.
だから。
The best is ローマ字。
そうだよね。
Yeah.
ローマ字のなんか単語とかね。あんまりこう他人が想像できない。
Plus you want the capital letters and
numbers
and all that stuff.
ね、でも最近多いよね。パスワードをさ覚えてなきゃいけないものが。
I have so many accounts. It's insane. How many usernames and passwords do you think you have total?
え、わかんない。だって自分のもあるし、バイリンガルニュースのもあるじゃん。メールとかさ、Facebook とか。
Do you have like 10?
Maybe or more. I don't know. Because I have... だってさ、ショッピングサイトとかもあるから。
15?
I don't know. I have no idea. No way.
Okay. Okay, we're getting somewhere.
Probably like 10 or 15. I have no idea.
I have at least 100. At
what?
At least. Yeah.
Why?
I have at least 10 different Google accounts.
What?
Just for like all the...stuff I have to do online for like
what
application development stuff and web stuff and
え全部違うメアド使ってんの
I'm required to in many cases
what that's、yeah. crazy
I have like a list it's like pages and pages of like accounts
that's so crazy
it's so difficult to manage
how does that happen I don't get it謎すぎる。どういう状態？次ちょっと関係。
Hold on. So one thing that's kind of interesting about the Russian situation is that there's no extradition at all for these guys. So what that means is, and they're not cyber crime isn't controlled by Russia.
Oh, okay.
So the Russian government is just kind of like, yeah, whatever. We don't.Why would we care? Like, you guys are stealing money from the West. Like,
yeah.
That's great, I guess.
So, なんかでもこれ被害がさ、アメリカが主で、でもアメリカでだけでもないって書いてあったんだけど、ちゃんと詳しくその被害を受けたサイトとかは、こうセキュリティ上の理由で公開できませんみたいな感じだから、あの、日本とかもあったのかないのかも全然わかんないんだよね。ただなんかアメリカだけではなかったって書いてあったけどそれしか書いてなかった So I don't know
The vast majority of these cyber attacks also go unreported And the victim oftentimes doesn't know
そうだよね
Oftentimes the victim is a company and they don't know
そうだよねそうだからこの12億件もさ全然今までバレずにいた結果積み重なってこんな数字になったみたいだもんね、だってキーロギングとかも全然されてる方は分かんないっていうしね
Are you covering your webcam?
No But I'm not really in front of my computer Like いつも閉じてるから My laptopI never leave it open because of my cat.
You know, people used to put tape over their webcams. Like, I guess people still do. But people were doing that as many as 4 or 5 years ago. Nobody knew anything about the NSA stuff then, really. But those people were absolutely right. Because supposedly, they can hack your webcam and look through it without the light coming on.
That's crazy.
Just monitor you inside your house. Not only that, but they can listen to audio.
Ah, yeah. iPhone とかできるって言ってたよね、なんか。
Yeah, and your laptop as well.
Oh, that's crazy pants.
And your iPhone actually tracks everywhere you go?
Yeah.
Have you tried looking at that data?
No. Have you?
Yeah.You can. Your phone really does track everywhere you go. There's actually a website you can go to and download some software, and it'll show you all the location data in your phone. Mm-hmm. And it shows like everywhere that you've gone is like mapped. It's pretty
creepy.
It's pretty creepy.
まあ、それにクリーピーに関して言うと次のニュースも結構関係ある、Google はカスタマイズ広告提供のためにユーザーの Gmail の中身を常にモニターしていますが、今回 Google がその監視を利用して自動ポルノを友人に送信した男性を警察に通報していたことが明らかになりました。 Google はメールの内容から通報するケースは自動ポルノの場合だけだと発表しています。現在 Gmail ユーザーは世界で4億人に上ります。
Google constantly scans email content in order to customize their advertisements. However, on Monday, Google revealed that it has sophisticated algorithms to identify child pornography in emails and that it actually reports such cases to law enforcement. Google specified that child pornography cases are the only time the contents of email are reported, and they currently have more than 400 million active users.
So, なんか一応アメリカの連邦法ではインターネットサービス事業者がこういう小児性愛者に気づいた場合は通報しないといけないっていう義務があるらしいんだけど、それは気づいたらっていうことであって、こうわざわざハンツしに行くべきかどうかっていうのはグレーゾーンなんだよね。
うん、
でこの場合は結構あえてハンツしに行ってるからそれは Google っていう会社のまあ方針としてやってるっていうことなんだけどさ。
So someone actually got busted this way, yeah?
そうで、この捕まった男性が、まあ、一応20年前に少年に性的暴行したっていう前科があったらしいんだけど、そのメーガン法で登録されてたらしいんだけどね。でも友達に写真を送っただけといえばだけだからね。You know what I mean?
I guess.
まあ、その写真の出所とかにまで話が及ぶとまあちょっと変わってくるかもしれないけど、その難しいよね。だからこう単純所持で捕まっちゃう上に Gmail 使ってたばっかりにこうなるみたいな。
The weird thing about this to me is that now that they've announced this,People just won't send their child porns with Gmail anymore.
Yeah, but I think that's what Google wants. Like, they want people to stop using their service to exchange child pornography. Like, they don't want to get involved.
They don't want to get involved, and therefore they scan everyone's email for child porn and report it to the police.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what they say.
I don't believe that.
まああとさ、難しいのがこの
They want to sell technologies. That's what I think. And I think this is an excellent demonstration of the technologies that they do have.
うん。そう、でもさ、難しいのがその小児性愛と child molester っていうのは違うものなんだよね。なんか私今日調べてて初めて知ったんだけど、その実際に子供に性的な被害をもたらす人が小児性愛者、実際に小児性愛者である確率っていうのは3割ぐらいしかないんだって、
うん、
だからそのいや別にもともと子供だけに興味があるとか子供に性的に興味があったとかいうわけじゃなくて、例えばその奥さんとできないそのイライラとか鬱憤をたまたま弱い子供にぶつけるとか、本当は成人女性とセックスしたいんだけれどもそれが叶わないから力的にねじ伏せられる子供に それを発散するとか、なんかそういう人もいるから、その小児性愛者イコールじゃあ実際そういう行動を起こすかっていうと別に全然そういうことではないわけよね。だからでしかもこうやって20年前に捕まっててもまだそういう写真を見てるわけで、これさ前にここで紹介したけど、基本的にその小児性愛でしかも子供に実際そうやってアクトオンしちゃう人はこう脳のが何 脳の仕組みが違うみたいなのやったじ
ゃん。 Yeah, they did、brain scans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they found that there are actual differences, biological differences in,
yeah, yeah.
in people who are pedophiles. And they actually attribute that to a genetic difference.
So, so, so.
And there is some hereditary aspect to it as well. So, I don't know if you can, I mean, you can, I don't really think that we should be arresting people just for being pedophiles.
So.
I don't think pedophilia itself should be criminal.
So,
but
so.
Rather...Child molestation is criminal.
そう、
right?
だから結局この人はその20年前に実際に少年を暴行しちゃったわけなんだけど、その脳の問題であるならば別に刑務所に入れられたところでそれが変わるわけじゃないじゃん、
mm.
彼の脳が別に変わったわけじゃないから、だからそれが出てきた後もそういう性的思考として別にネットで写真を見たりとかは変わらないから、
well, oftentimes
何度逮捕されても変わらなく
they, imprison people as a deterrent、
mm.
and there's the concept of justice as
yeah,
well
yeah.
and neither of those have anything to do with rehabilitation
yeah yeah、right? そうそうそう、だからそうなの、意味ないとは言わないけど、もういたちごっこというかさ、なんていうの、この人にとってはだってもうそれは一生付き合っていかなきゃいけないことなわけであって、
this gets tricky because they've found similar mental issues. I don't know about similar, but they've also found abnormalities in like serial killers, for example. Mm. You know, does that mean we don't lock up serial killers? I don't think it means that
yeah.
necessarily. But certainly pedophilia on its own should not be considered criminal. It's mm. more of a psychological disease.
I don't know if it's a psychological disease, if it's the brain issue.
Like, it sounds like psychological
disease. It's at least like it's not their choice. Like it's possible that it's not. It's really not their choice, right? So like, そうやって習慣されて出てきたところで全然ソリューションを与えられてないから、個人の努力によってそれを我慢するしかないわけじゃん。だそうなると。なんかこう、まあ、被害者がいる場合はあれだけど、こういうふうに被害者が特に別にない場合は、ね、
I don't know about that. There, because there's also the argument that people who view child porn, people that consume child porn, are fueling the child porn industry, an industry、
まあね、
of these、essentially sex slaves, these children that are、more or less sold into this weird industry、mm. of producing child pornography、
mm.
which is fueled by people who consume、
Demand.
Child pornography、
mm.
so、I think that's one of the reasons why child porn、is not allowed and is not a good thing,
right?
So it's not like it's a victimless, it's not completely victimless,
yeahYeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's really tricky, but I feel like...
Certainly the issue has been simplified, oversimplified.
Mm.
And certainly this, the nature of pedophilia has been misunderstood
mm.
for a long time.
Mm.
And perhaps the way in which it is being dealt with doesn't really reflect our current understanding of what it really is.
Mm.ね、特にそのやっぱりあの内容が内容なだけにこうみんなが結構えってなりやすいじゃん、まあ、私もそうだけどさ、
うん、
なんかえありえない、なんか It's so sick って思っちゃうから、そこでシャッターが閉まっちゃって、そのちゃんと
That's the same attitude that was directed towards homosexuality for so long、
うん、そうだからちゃんとね、その医学的にどういうことなのか、どういう仕組みでそうなっちゃってるのか、で本人がコントロールできないことなんだったらさ、それはもう本人の責任って言えるのかどうかとか、そういうなんかいろいろ問題があるじゃん、
うん、
だからそういうのを全部スルーして、このメールで写真を個人的に友達に送った のが通報されちゃうっていうのはそれはそれでちょっと怖くない？
Yeah, I don't think that、emails should really be getting scanned、
mm.
And I think whether or not they scan your emails should be optional. You know, maybe I don't want my advertisements to be tailored to me. I can promise、right now that I will never click a Google ad in my email. It's not going to happen. It doesn't matter how much you customize it. I don't give a shit. It's not going to happen. You know, let's everyone just save some resources here.
まあ、でもだから一つそれが嫌なんだったら Gmail じゃないサービスを使わなきゃいけないよね。
Yeah, one of those services that were hacked by the Russians.
Yeah. まあ一応 Gmail もタダだからさ。
This is where could this go potentially? The scanning of email, the scanning of messages. Where do you think that could go?
I don't know, but 結構マイノリティリポート思い出すよね、それこそ。
Yeah.
だからその犯罪を実際まだ犯してなくても、あ、この人はこういうことしてますみたいなのをその企業が警察とか魔法的機関に流すことによるリスクというかさ、まあ、今 Google はこうやって、いや、あのチャイルドプロノグラフィーだけにこれはアプライしてますとは言ってはいるけども、
I think it's different than Minority Report. And the difference is thatThese people are being policed purely by machines.
Right.
Do we have any other examples where people are policed by machines in such a direct and obvious way?
I don't know.
No, right?
Mm.
I can't think of any.
Mm.
Hmm.
Hmm. そう、だから全部自動だもんね。
Yeah.
こう自動で写真をガーッとスキャンした中で、あ、これがあります、でパッと通報するみたいな。で家宅捜索すぐ入ってるからね、これ。
The fact that they can scan every single email.
Yeah.
And not only every single email, but every single image.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. しかもそれよ専用のデータベースがあるんだって、そのチャイルドポルノグラフィーのデータベースみたいな。で、それ
which they created.
So that, doesn't that mean that they possess child pornography?
Well, so that their system can compare it? Well, that's what happened to someone, that's what happened, has happened to several people in the US. Some, it was like some 15-year-old girl had textedsome nude selfie、
yeah.
to some boy that she liked or something、
mm.
but she's 15 and so she was charged with、having child pornography and they arrested
so stupid.
It's her own
picture.
It's her.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
How does that make any sense?
ね、そう、でもそう、だからそのそれ専用のデータベースがあって、そのみんなのメールの中にある写真とそれを比べてシステムが自動的にで、チャイルドポルノグラフィーかそうじゃないかを算出してんだって、常に。
Have you tried using the Google image search?
No.
So Google has an image search service、
yeah.
where you can take any picture、
mm.
and you can search the picture and it'll findwhere that picture has been put、mm. on the internet、
mm.
So it'll give you a bunch of sources and it'll also show you a bunch of pictures that look really similar、
mm.
so there's an algorithm there to identify this photo and classify it a certain way, and it's also doing this with pretty much every single photo on the internet、
mm.
and so if you search for a photo this way, it'll show you、we found all these hundreds of pictures that look really similar to your picture、
mm.
And so if you take a sunset picture and you search it, it'll show you a bunch of sunsets.
Right.
So I think that's kind of the technology that they're using for this、
mm.
to identify、child pornography.
Right. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's... まあね、その industry のこと考えるとね、it is really sick. Like mothers who are selling their daughters... for money.
Yeah.
You know, to have them, to have people like take pictures of them, like posing provocatively, you know, and like traumatize these daughters forever. So, 難しいね。
Yeah, I still think it's not good. I don't think that it's a victimless.
But definitely, like, 今のシステム, I don't think it's working. Like, I feel like they really need to. I'm sure people are like studying this pedophile and sex offenders and everything, but like, we really need that, no?
Yeah.
We can't just like arrest these people and then lock them up, and after like some months or years, they just, you know, let them go. And
well, there should just be a greater rehabilitative focus on all crimes, I think. In general.
なんかアメリカだとあるんだよね、その収容所みたいなのが。 Like they call it a rehab center or something, but they're not really, you know, helping them. Like they're just locked up there. In like a building.
Yeah,
for years.
Europe probably does it better.
That's kind of.
The US is a bad example. They just kill everyone.
ね、日本とかだと特に本当になんかもうタブーすぎちゃって、だちょっとそういうこと言うと、わあなんか何そういうロリコンの人にを擁護してるみたいな、こうでもうシャッター閉まってるみたいななっちゃうから。
Pedophilia is a weird thing in Japan. It was they didn't even have a law against it until recently. Yeah. Or child pornography.
Yeah.
Right.
そうそう。
When was that? That was just a few years ago, wasn't it?
I don't know. でもただの単純所持が違法になったのは it was like a couple months ago. でも漫画とかはまだ大丈夫なんだよね、確か。実写のみ。はダメ。だから。
And they sell sex here. When I say sell sex, I mean like sell sexual imagery here.
Yeah.
Of very young girls all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Young women here are sexualized. Probably more so than. Is there anywhere that sexualizes young women more than Japan?
I don't know. I've seen it with Miley Cyrus.
She sexualized herself.
Christina Aguilera. Like famous actresses in the States.
But they're a bit older, right? Generally. Aren't they? I mean, look at
no, I think
the AKB, SKE, all these things, and they go younger too.
So ne.
Is that changing anytime soon? What do you think about all of that?
I think it's really tricky because biologically, ma 13 歳以下とかが、まあ日本だと多分。その小児性愛っていうことになっちゃうと思うんだけど It's really tricky because So I was doing this research on pedophilia today and なんか統計的にはだいたい 20% ぐらいの男性がそういう若い子に、まあ、ちょっとぐらいは性的なこう興奮を覚えるまで言うと言い過ぎかもしれないけど目で見ることがあるっていう統計があるらしくてSo it's not too uncommon, especially with like, you know, 12-year-old, 13-year-olds, like they already have period and, you know, they're biologically capable of having children.
Yeah, I'm biologically capable of stripping my clothes off and running around naked too. I mean, I'm talking about there is an argument that, yeah, women are sexually mature. At an age much younger than what we consider the age of consent, for example.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, is that a real argument, you think?
No, it's just that my point is that if they're biologically capable of having children, then it's not too abnormal or sick for men to look at them sexually. Like, social-wise, it is regarded as something sick. Like, if I meet like a 30-year-old man who's attracted to like a 12-year-old, personally, I'd be like, oh my God. But then, 冷静に考えてみると、It's not too weird? なんかその動物的に考えたときに。
Yeah, but I think that's an oversimplification of the issue that these girls are. I just don't think they should be put in that sort of a position. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the problem is that they are still really young, that they sometimes can't really make the right decision about their sexuality or sexual behaviors and stuff like that. That's why, まあ大人がガイドしてあげないといけないわけじゃん。You know? だからある程度ルールは作らないといけないと思うけど、You know, I just feel like, you know, to judge these men, なんか頭ごなしに is also oversimplification of the issue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's easy to say that it's sick, you know, but then again...
Well, I'm not saying that it's sick. I'm just saying in mainstream Japanese culture, the way that very, very young girls are constantly sexualized is a bit...unusual compared to kind of the international stance on that.
Yeah. まあ若い見た目好きよね。
I guess.
男性は。
はい。次。A Danish architect has come up with a plan for a cageless zoo where visitors will be able to view animals up close without being seen. Bjark Ingels...Is that how you say his last name? It's impossible to know.
Ingel?
Ingels?
I don't know.
Bjark, I-N-G-E-L-S, Ingels, design will have visitors carefully concealed in mirrored capsules that travel around the 300-acre stage set wilderness. Visitors will also observe lions from a hidden bunker and watch pandas through a bamboo screen. The new approach would dramatically change the zoo experience for both visitors and for animals.
デンマークの建築家が檻や柵がない動物園の構想を発表しました。訪問者は鏡で覆われたカプセルに入り、1.2 平方キロメートルの敷地内に放されている動物を観察します。ライオンはカモフラージュされたボックス内から見ることができ、パンダは竹でできた壁越しに見られます。この方法を用いれば訪問者は動物に気づかれることなく近くで観察することができ動物は常に大量の人に監視されているストレスから逃れることができますこれ超いいじゃん
Do you think it's feasible?
If this guy says it is, I bet, I don't know 1.2 平方キロメートルって結構でかいよね東京タワー何十個分だよ、まさになんかちょっと見たら東京あディズニーランドとディズニーシーを合わせたよりも広いぐらいの感じだって
That's pretty big
うん、なんか相当に広いサファリパークみたいなことだよねこれ早くやりたいねできるなら
I like this idea because it's more realistic、and it'sI feel like it's a bit of a compromise for people who are very strongly against putting animals in cages. Because a lot of people are very much against zoos.
Yeah.
And when you're a child, you don't really notice it. But as an adult, having gone to a zoo in recent history, you do kind of feel bad for...Some of these animals, maybe not all of them.
多分なんかさ何回かもうこのポッドキャストでも話してるけど、そうなの。子供の時何もね分かんないから思わないけど、大人になってから動物園行くとすごい悲しい気持ちになるよね。ちょっとペーシングしてたりとか、ライオンとかがずっと、
yeah,
like、back and forth,
and just not having
clearly
any,
not happy,
not having any space.
Yeah. まああとそのやっぱり、
especially birds.
常に人にこう見られてるっていう動物からしたら一番最悪の状況だからこういうのできるんだったらいいよね一番なんか動物園を全部じゃあなくせばいいかっていうとやっぱりさ子供とかって生で見てなんだろう 生で見ることによってその動物のことをケアしたりできるっていうのもあると思うんだよね。だからほら絶滅しそうな動物がいますとか言った時に全然見たことない、なんか全然自分に関係ないものっていうよりかはさ、なんか見たことあった方がそう思いそうじゃない？あ、保護した方がいいのかなとか。
Yeah, if you don't really see the animals and you don't get to look at them up close and hear them and smell them, I think it's kind of abstract.
そうそう。
It's too abstract to care about.
そうそう。
Even with dinosaurs, it's kind of that way. It's hard to believe in dinosaurs or believe that they existed until you see the bones, you know? Until you see the bones put together and it's like, I guess this was...
Yeah, even like with this, the bones, it's still hard.
Yeah, even with the bones, it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm so, not so. Saying that we should have zoos where we just have animal skeletons, but yeah, it's important to...
Yeah, I think so.
To interact with these animals to some extent.
これ別に構想を発表したっていうだけで、これを作る計画があるわけではないんだよね、別に。Or do they?
I don't know. I don't think they've gotten to that stage. I think they've just planned it. This Bjark Ingels guy, he has his, I think he has his own architecture company. And so it's not just like some random guy did this. The guy that designed this is like the real deal. So it could be made for real.
ね、これあったら絶対行きたいよね。めっちゃ楽しくない？
Yeah, I don't know about these reflective capsules, these mirrored capsules.
CG のさイメージあるじゃん、これの動物園の。なんかジュラシックパークみたいだよね。こうみんなが自由に象とかが暮らしてて、川とかで水とか飲んでるのをなんかすごい近くから見てるみたい。見てるけど動物にはバレてないみたい。
I don't think they're gonna try to make any sort of an ecosystem though. You think they are? They didn't say anything specifically about that, but you can't really put the tigers in there along with the
まあそっか、そうだよね。
Smaller animals, deer or something.
そうだよね。They still have to manage it, right? It's not like...It's not that they leave them alone.
But that would be the best, though, if they could come up with some sort of ecosystem. But I don't think it's possible on such a small scale, because it's like, okay, the cheetahs ate all the rabbits. So
yeah, I think it's possible if the 種類of the animals are not that many. You know, like when we think about zoos, then we think about a place with like so many different kinds of animals, right?
Yeah, which animals would you put together?
Giraffes and
camels.
Elephants, camels, maybe alligators in the pond.
With the giraffes? You're gonna put alligators with the giraffes?
だからエコシステムでしょ、だって。
Well, so, that's expensive. Well, I guess they did feed that one giraffe.
To a lion or something.
Yeah, but that's a... What's up with all the giraffes getting killed?
わかんない。
They had those giraffes... Yeah, they had those giraffes in the back of a truck in South Africa.
Yeah.
And the truck driver didn't realize that the giraffes were so tall that the giraffe was going to bonk his head on the bridge.
Yeah.
So the truck driver just drives under the bridge and the...
まあ、私あの写真はさ、こうまだジュラフが生きてるやつでさ、近くの車の人がいや撮ったやつだけど、あれ見ただけでも涙が出そうになっちゃったもん。 Like they have no idea what's going on or what's gonna happen.
You know,
they're just standing. Yeah, they're just standing and もう頭の後ろに激突したってことじゃん。 That's just way too ひどい。 You know, like that's like the worst way to dieOne of, for a giraffe, like what are the odds that it happens to you when you're a giraffe? Like you're in a car and you hit your head with the bridge. Like, 何これ
I don't know. Getting killed by the zoo staff is pretty bad too.
まあね。Yeah, that too. Well, yeah.
Save the giraffes. I don't know. Are they endangered? I don't even know. A man in Wakayama Prefecture has been arrested for affixing women's underwear to the cars of women he does not know. According to police, on March 3rd, the suspect attached several pairs of underwear to the left door mirror of a vehicle belonging to a 22-year-old woman. The same man is suspected of having done this in at least four similar incidents between March and May.
和歌山県の男性が見知らぬ22歳の女性の車のドアミラーに女性用下着を複数くくりつけたとして迷惑防止条例違反で逮捕されました。男性は3月から5月の間に同様の行為を少なくとも4回行った可能性があるとのことです。新しいフェチだねこれ。
優しい。
え、誰がこの人が。
Yeah, I'm just kiddingWhy do you think he gives the
知らないよ。知らないよ。全然わかんないけどさ。
Well, he
こういう趣味もあるんだ。
He's probably a lonely guy, yeah?
わかんないよ。
You don't think so?
I don't know. I just think that these fetishes, it just doesn't really matter if you're popular or not getting laid at all or
really?
You know what I mean?
You think they're justto the bone.
わかんないけど You think he was lonely and that's why he did this?
I think maybe he was lonely and she was pretty and he is kind of awkward and doesn't know what to do so he decided to give her underwear that he thought was pretty.
優しい優しいわそれ確かにそれだとしたら
But it's being interpreted as you know he's a weirdo he's a
he has some weird fetish and, QI 行動だったんだ彼の mating behavior なんだこれは
Yeah he's a little eccentric but
でもこれ逮捕まあまあされた側の女性は怖かっただろうけどさなんか逮捕っていうのもちょっとかわいそうな気もしないなんとなく下着結んだだけだからさ
There's not a whole lot of information about this case So I think it can be interpreted different ways But the way that I read it was kind of like This sad, unfortunate man has been completely misunderstood But maybe he's just Maybe he's just a creepy rapist And this is what he does To mark his victims I have no idea Do you think he's similar to the saddle guy?The saddle licking.
サドルの方が無差別だよね。え、だってこの人はこの女の人だけでしょ？この女の人の車。あ、違うんだ。For similar incidents ってことは他の人にもやってたってことか。
Yeah, I believe so.
あ、so it is kind of random. サドルの人の方がまあ年季は入ってたよね。相当な数集めてたしさ、匂い嗅ぐだけで女性のサドルかどうかわかるみたいな。
He just had so many. Yeah. He had way more saddles than anyone would have expected.
でもまあさ、人がさ、何十億人今いるわけだからさ、そりゃこういう不思議な人もいるよね。
Yeah, I guess so. And the saddle guy.
でも確かに自分の車のドアミラーに下着がくくりつけてあったら。
What would you do?Would you try it on? Would you take it
no
home?
No way. What? No.
You can wash it first. You can take it home and you can wash it and then
what?
You can try it on.
What? Why no. would I do that? Ew.
What if you liked it? No?
No.
You wouldn't like it?
No.
Just because you received it randomly.
どういう意味かわからないから、なんか、you know what I mean?
Would you just pull it off and drop it and
yeah,
leave?
Yeah, I'll just throw them out somewhere.
You wouldn't keep it as evidence?
No. 多分なんかそれが被害にあったってあんま思わなそう私何これみたいな感じでもう捨てるみたいな
Right there If there's a trash can nearby You just walk it over to the trash can
うん捨てるなんかさあの
Break his heart
怖い手紙がついてたりとかさなんかカミソリみたいなのが置いてあるとかこう攻撃するぞっていう意思が現れてる何かがつけられてたらえってなるけどドアミラーに下着とかちょっと意味が分かんなすぎてなんかあへーみたいなもう捨ててなかったことにするみたいななりそうじゃない？分かんないけど
I guess.
Yeah, it is a pretty weird way of trying to attract someone, if that's what he was doing.
What should guys like him do instead? He should go to a bar.
Yeah, or, I don't know, just to go on OKCupid? I don't know. まあ、会いたかったんだとしたらね、誰かに。
次。Researchers from the University of Western Australia have demonstrated that electromagnetic stimulation can change brain organization in a way that improves mental function. Results from a study published today in the Journal of Neuroscience show that repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, or RTMS, when used on mice, can shift abnormal neural connections to more normal locations. This has important applications for the treatment of certain nervous system disorders related to abnormal brain organization, such as depression, epilepsy, and tinnitus. Miss Makowicki, a lead researcher, said this reorganization is associated with changes in a specific brain chemical and occurred in several brain regions across a whole network. Importantly, this structural reorganization was not seen in the healthy brain or the appropriate connections in the abnormal mice, suggesting that the therapy could have minimal side effects in humans.
ウェスタンオーストラリア大学のチームが脳に磁気の刺激を与えることで精神機能を改善できると発表しました。学会誌に掲載された研究内容によると、 TMS、系統外磁気刺激、系統外磁気刺激をマウスに与え、変異が起きている神経連絡を正常にシフトすることに成功しています。これはうつ病、転換、耳鳴りなどの神経系疾患の治療に応用が可能です。チームを率いたマコウィーキーさんはこう述べています。ある脳内化学物質に変化をもたらすことで、脳の複数部位においてこのシフトを起こすことができます。これを健康なマウスの脳や疾患を持ったマウスの正常な神経連絡に試してもシフトは起きませんでした。つまり人間に使う際にも副作用は少ないと考えられます。
It's pretty crazy.
これさ、なんかあれじゃない、あの偏頭痛とかにも効きますっていうやつでしょ。
Yes, I think it was approved for stuff like that by the FDA somewhat recently, actually. But this transcranial magnetic stimulation had originally been rejected by the FDA in 2007.
Okay.
And was approved specifically for depression in March of this year.
Okay.
And this is basically a more advanced version of transcranial direct current stimulation.
Okay.
So there are like these two different types. And we've talked about transcranial direct current stimulation before.
Okay.
We talked about how it improves learning, specifically learning time for like drone pilots and stuff. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It cut the drone pilot training time by a lot.
なんかこれよく出てくるよね。ただそのなんか効果がさすごい大きいですって言ってるところと、あんまり効果はちっちゃいですって言ってるところでさ。
Well, the reason it had been rejected in 2007 is because they had failed to display sufficient efficacy to this method. But now they know that transcranial magnetic stimulation does actually cause a structural reorganization in the brains of mice.
Okay.
Which is very strong evidence of efficacy. Right?
It's interesting. なんかあのビビビってなったら若干痛いらしいよね。
There can be discomfort with transcranial direct current stimulation, which is the one where you actually put little pads on each side of your temple, or on each of your temples on your head, and it actually runs a current through those.
Whoa.
runs a very small current through your brain.
Okay.
Right? The RTMS, or repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, is magnetic. It's not direct current, right? So they're just like these weird magnet things.
Ah, so か。じゃあ全然痛くないのか、それは。
Above your head, yeah.
Ah, okay.
I don't think there's any discomfort from using it.
Approved in March ってことは、アメリカだともうこれ使ってるってこと？治療に。
Yeah.
Ah, okay. 日本どうなってんだろうね。
I don't know, but I think, isn't electroshock therapy also approved in the U.S.?
I don't know.
Don't they, like, electrocute people? There's a...
なんかあった気がする、そんなのが。
Electroshock therapy. I feel like it was common, it was more common in, like, the 50s or the 60s or something.
Yeah. あ、昔？
Yeah, it's like an old,
like,
an old thing.
Psychiatric ward みたいなところで、
yeah.
みたいな。あ、いやいやいや、超怖いやつ。いやいやいや。
They do it in TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In movies a lot.
Yeah, 超怖いよね。
I think that this TMS, this transcranial magnetic stimulation, is actually accomplishing the same things, but without you having to get electrocuted
and all
that nonsense.
Right.
Because they've been using electroshock therapy for depression for a while, relatively effectively, actually. It's more effective. It's not zero.
Okay.
It's somewhat effective.
ただマイナス部分が多すぎるよね、ちょっと。
Yeah, you're getting electrocuted.
Yeah,
so.
It sucks.
But if they can do it with this transcranial, this magnet stimulation, that would be a lot better, right? It's interesting because they've been coming up with so many...different technologies to sort of change the brain and enhance your actual brain function.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, from nootropics, which are basically minerals and vitamins and things that they've found to enhance brain function.
Right.
To stuff like this. To the drain droning thing, the direct current stimulation. To...psilocybin,
right,
which supposedly induces a neurogenesis, actually.
すごいよね。
Yeah, so there's been a bunch.
ね、なんか耳鳴りとかもすごい大変そうだもんね。Like if it's all the time, it's like it must be really, really annoying. Like I can't even imagine.
If what's all the time?
耳鳴り。
You said you have it, yeah?
I get it once in a while, but it lasts only for like a minute or two, max. So...
Really? It should be all the time.
What? It should be all
Typically,
the time?
Typically, it's all the time. Well, it's all the time, but you don't notice it unless it's very quiet.
Ah, so that I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I do have it.
Yeah, but... This may not treat your tinnitus because your tinnitus is probably caused by going to Roppongi's clubs rather than any sort of a neurological issue.
I haven't been though.
Even if you don't go recently, if you damage your hearing that way, it doesn't recover.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wish someone told me that like 5-6 years ago.
It's too late now.
Way too late.
Yeah.
So. お話は終わりですかね?
Actually, there was another study kind of related to this treatment and depression issue where this just came out. They had a normal depression treatment meds like SSRIs. And then they had that plus video games.
Okay.
Specific video games that they selected that tend to work your brain a lot.
Like, どういうやつ? Tetris みたいなやつ?
Yeah, like Tetris or any of those things like the
Candy Crush
or those things that make you use your head.
パズルっぽいやつってことね?
Yeah, yeah. And actually the depression treatment patients that used the games in conjunction with the meds recovered 3 times faster.
マジで?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
あ、そう。3倍? 3倍速?
うん。
すごいじゃん。 なんで?
Well, depression isn't that well understood, but it's very strongly connected to head trauma and injury and actually brain damage. And stress can have those same effects. And these games are strongly associated with improving your brain function, right? Actually serving as a bit of a catalyst. Get your brain moving. Get those neurons moving to maximize the activity in the brain while you're on the medications.
Ah, okay. まあでもこれある程度回復してる人じゃないとできないよね。本当のやばい時はそんなそれもできないもんね。だからある程度ゲームできるぐらいになったらやった方がいいってことか。
Yeah.
そういうテトリスとかそういうやつね。
I don't know specifically what games you're using. I don't know if it matters that much. Probably more mentally challenging, the better.
へえ。
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
And they know that people who don't use their brains as they get older tend to suffer from those degenerative diseases more, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why old people sit around doing crossword puzzles and and little mind games like that.
好きだよね、お年寄りってクロスワード。
Play chess.
私、英語のクロスワードパズル何にもできない。
Really?
Yeah, it's really difficult. Like
crossword puzzles are very cultural.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so,
the linguistic subtleties are
そうだから全然できない。うん、全然できない。だからあれはあれで別のスキルだよね。
I was playing some Japanese game app the other day.
Okay.
Where it's like, I forget what it's called, but it's なんとかアイコン。And it shows you like parts of an icon of like some character. But they're all like really obscure Japanese characters. I couldn't do it. Like
characters as in like Hello Kitty みたいなこと?
Yeah. Hello Kitty was in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got that one right.
Okay.
But a lot of the other ones I had no idea.
Ah, もう知らないとできないもんね、だって。
Well,
right?
It's designed to be hard for 普通の日本人.
Okay.
And I only know like Hello Kitty, like Funashi, like just these like basic guys.
Yeah.
But they're going like deep with like the really obscure Japanese characters, and it's pretty hard.
古いのとかね出てくるともうわかんないよね。
Actually, I'm better with the old ones.
Oh, really? Funashi, 超新しいじゃん。
Yeah, that's the only new one I know. I'm more about like Keroppi とか Miffy. Those are my.
Ah, so that.
Those
are my dudes. Those are your dudes.
Yeah.
Miffy is your dude.
Yeah, I used to read Miffy at the doctor's office.
Me too. Miffy と何だっけ? Bruna.
Bruna, 知らない。
Miffy と同じ見た目だけど、多分女の子。
Oh.
Miffy is a guy, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's a guy.
I always viewed Miffy as a genderless character.
Rabbit. Genderless rabbit.
Yeah.
でも多分男なんじゃない?あとグリとグラとかね。The squirrels. You know?
Oh, I think I've seen.
ノンタンとか。The white cat.
わかんない。
The square-faced cat.Looks kind
of... Square face cat?
Yeah, like, I'm sure you've seen
There's
it, though.
There's so many cats, actually.
Eh, so?
Yeah.
まあ、Hello Kitty とか猫だもんね、あれも。
There are other cats.
いる?何?猫?
I'll have to show you this thing later.
やばい、全然思い浮かばない。今日私、本当に今日ダメな日だわ。
なんで?
今日なんか脳みそが全然働いてない。Sorry, everyone.
I think we're both like that today.
なんかおかしいね。今日本当なんか I don't know what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
I'm too sunburnt right now.
やばい。暑いからですかね。いや、35度とかでしょ?それのせいにしとこう。
They were showing it. It was like 39とか。Not here, but near...
熊谷とか?
どこだっけ? They were showing it on TV.
Okay.
But that some places are reaching like Over 40.
もうお風呂じゃん。
お風呂って42だよね。
It's up to you. It's up to you. For some people, it's 40.
No, no, no. Like the if you go to onsen, usually it's like 42, right?
温泉はもうちょっと高いんじゃない？うん、暑いもん、すごい。42ってそこまで暑っとはならないから、hmm. 温泉は多分もうちょっとあるはずだと思うけど。でマイケルんちは42なの？
I'm only taking cold showers right now because of my sunburn.
Ah, okay. But so usually, think, like when you take a bath.
わかん、書いてん、it's old.
Ah, okay.
There's like hot side and cold side.
あ、そういうことか。混ぜるやつか。
混ぜるやつだから。
あ、そっか。わかんないね。
ランダム。
ランダム。毎回違う。
毎回慣れる。
ギャンブル。毎回ギャンブル。
Yeah.
暑いか冷たい。そっかそっか。
以上かな。
以上。以上です。
Yeah, what else?
なんかお話あるの？
T シャツはまだ残ってるよね。
T シャツそう、そう残ってるサイズもある、
はい、
のでぜひ興味ある方は Amazon でポチッとしてください。あと引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram よろしくお願いします。質問とかは Twitter でしてもらえると多分一番早いかな。
A lot of people had experiences. This is about our Facebook question, but people said they had experiences with hitchhiking.
ね、意外とね。
Which was surprising, actually.
ね、びっくりした。
But you've never done it, right?
No, no.
Would you?
どっち側？ピックアップする側？こ、やる側？
Would you pick someone up?
まあその人の見た目にもよるかな。なんか harmless っぽかったら、I might.
If it's like.
あ、でもね、あと it depends on where I am.多分
It's Beckham.
あ、え、知ってる人そういうそういう recognizable な人だったら別に全然いいけどさ。But, そうでも結構いたね。あの海外でっていう人が多かったね。やっぱりでも、mm. フランスとかアメリカのなんか田舎とかね。
Does it just not work here?
まあ、
Probably won't work in Tokyo.
まあ東京は無理というか多分気づかないよね。そんなとこてかタクシーが止まっちゃうよね多分。
Yeah.
路上で指立ってたら。だからただで乗ろうと思うと確かに都内23まあこの辺都心はちょっと無理でしょうね。だからちょっと離れたらどうかね。八王子とかの人どうかな。ちょっと私ね本当に。あんまり分かんないからさ。
I think you have to go further than 八王子。
かな。
If you're like on Route 1 in 静岡 maybe。
だ基本そのタクシーがあんまり通ってなくて、こう立ってたらちゃんと見える状態で、しかもなおかつ都内みたいに。
サイン作ればいいよね。
あ、そうだね。そうね。だたまにさいない？なんかリアカートみたいなの引いてさ今日本一周してます。日本一周じゃないか。日本一周一周って言うっけ。まあ、いや日本全国旅してますっていうさ
I think they say
なんか旗とか。おや、そうなんか旗とか立っててするさお兄さんとかたまにない。あとなんかバイクみたいなんかオートバイ乗ってさ、
でもなんか乗ってんじゃんあの人。
でもねこの間ちょっと近くで見た人はリアカー引いてて徒歩だったよ。でもリアカー引いてるからヒッチハイクできないよね。彼はどうやってんだ不思議。でもなんか旗とか持ってさ、いたけど。沖縄にもいたよね。それは確かオートバイに乗ってなんか今全国ゼロ円で旅してますみたいなのだったけど。
ゼロ円。
その人から
書いてあったの。
人に助けてもらってここまで来ましたみたいな。そういう人がいたら乗せてあげたいよね。なんかあのそういう書いてあれば分かりやすいから。
Maybe it's a trap
and he's gonna kill you. はい。
The Android app should be finished sooner than later, hopefully this month.
Oh, yay. そうだ、 Android の人たちねすごいメッセージくれるもんね。まだですかって。とか、
yeah,
なんか
it's taking forever.
ね、とか Android ないから、 Android のアプリがないから iPhone に買い替えようかなとかさ、 言ってくれる人がいると申し訳なくなるよね。そこまでしてみたいな。
Yeah, Apple should be paying us for every day that we're late.
そうだね。今月中か。もう8月だもんね。
Yep, if all goes well.
Okay, time flies. Oh my god, あと8、9、10、12で今年終わりだよ。That's like so crazy. Ah.
月曜日ね。
月曜日。また。
はい。
はい。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。